A newly formed drug prevention group in Lexington hopes to see a reduction in substance abuse through increased youth activity. It's based on what's known as the Iceland model. Youth Addiction Prevention, or YAP, organized this past spring. Lexington Dr. Bill Dake says YAP is working to enlist street-level interest in Iceland's approach to dealing with youth substance use. Dake says it involves providing monetary leisure cards to young people to spend on such things as athletics, arts, or horseback riding.
By giving kids healthy, constructive things to do has been shown in Iceland to reduce alcohol and tobacco consumption dramatically.
Dake says the hope is that such an approach in a community like Lexington could also help lessen opioid use. Dake says the cost of supporting leisure cards for young people pales in comparison to costs for treating addiction and human and economic losses in the case of overdose deaths.
We know that the Lexington Fayette County EMS, they spend about $1 million a year just taking drug overdose victims to the emergency room, and that's not even counting the care that the patient gets once they get to the ER.
Dake says members of YAP are trying to identify other hard identifiable costs so people could understand better that the status quo is expensive. The next meeting of Youth Addiction Prevention is scheduled this Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Health First Bluegrass on Southland Drive. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.